Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Today, we're diving headfirst into a concept that can feel both super simple and ridiculously difficult, embracing the present moment, no regrets. You know that feeling when you're caught up in your thoughts, replaying yesterday or stressing about tomorrow. We all get there, right? But what if I told you that finding peace and actually enjoying life starts with being fully present right now? Now, I'm not talking about ignoring responsibilities or becoming a Zen master overnight. It's more about shifting our focus, giving ourselves permission to be truly here, in this moment, without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a superhighway, and your thoughts are cars zooming past. Sometimes those cars pile up, creating traffic jams of anxiety or regret. But by practicing mindfulness, we become the traffic controllers, choosing which thoughts get our attention and guiding them down peaceful lanes. Here's the deal. Embracing the present moment isn't about erasing the past or pretending future worries don't exist. It's about accepting what is, learning from the past, and facing the future with a clear head and open heart. Sounds pretty powerful, right? So let's break it down into some practical takeaways you can actually use. 1. Tune in to your senses. This one sounds simple, but it's a game changer. Take a moment right now, close your eyes if you feel comfortable, and focus on what you can hear, smell, see, touch, even taste. Really savor those sensations. It's like hitting the reset button on autopilot mode. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few seconds to think about 3 things you're grateful for right now. It could be anything, your cozy bed, a funny meme, or that amazing cup of coffee you just had. Shifting your focus to the positive can do wonders for your mindset. Ever notice how much easier it is to handle challenges when you have a sense of appreciation? 3. Ditch the shoulds. We're all guilty of this, placing unrealistic expectations on ourselves and others. I should be doing more. They should have acted differently, etc. These should statements create unnecessary stress and pressure. Remember, life is a journey, not a race. Give yourself grace and focus on progress, not perfection. 4. Be kind to yourself. This one's huge. We're often our own harshest critics, replaying mistakes and dwelling on what could have been. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. 5. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and sometimes downright chaotic. That's okay. Trying to control every little detail just sets us up for disappointment. Learn to roll with the punches, laugh at the unexpected, and embrace the beautiful messiness of it all. Okay, here's a quick story that might resonate. Remember that time you messed up a presentation or had a heated argument with a friend? You probably replayed those moments over and over in your head, wishing you could go back and change things. But here's the thing. Dwelling on the past doesn't make it disappear. It just keeps us stuck. Instead of getting bogged down by regrets, try shifting your focus to what you learned from the experience. Maybe you discovered a new communication style that works better, or maybe you realized you need to set clearer boundaries with certain people. Every stumble can be a stepping stone if we choose to learn from it. The takeaway here is this. Life is happening right now. Every single second counts. Let's make the most of it by being present, kind to ourselves, and open to new experiences. No more regrets, just pure, unadulterated living. So how are you going to tap out of overthinking and embrace the present moment today? Start small. Maybe take a few minutes to simply breathe deeply, appreciate the beauty around you, or have a genuine conversation with someone you care about. You got this. And remember, I'm here every day to keep that conversation going. Hit me up on social media with your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep it real, keep it present, and keep tapping out of overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.